With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
In the gun, Hurts. Hurts looking, backpedaling. He is going deep. He wants Devontae Smith, and it is caught for a touchdown! Devontae Smith, 34 yards.
Boy,
34 yards. What a pass. What a catch. Now, what are they meeting about?
To the sideline, see if he can get him on the chalk. And I think he did.
He did.
I think he forced him to the chalk line.
This is a repeat of the Jalen Reagor situation.
That's exactly what it is.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time, and it's that time of the week, post another Eagles pretty decent game. Talk to the great Ray Didinger here. Don't forget his play. Tommy and Me is going great guns. We'll talk with him about that, too. Let's go to Ray here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ray, welcome back. Thanks for joining
us. Hi, Dom. How are you doing?
Pretty well, Ray. So yesterday, I think the big takeaway, probably the game closer than the final score, but Nick Sirianni, another chapter here that makes us doubting Thomas's, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, there were those. There were certainly things that you could look back on and scratch your head and ask, you know, why did he do that? Couldn't he have done something else? Too many penalties again. All of that stuff. But I think you kind of put your finger on it in the introduction there that, you know, they were up against a really good team. I mean, the Chiefs are really good. I mean, I should qualify that. They're really good on the offensive side of the ball. They're not so good on the defensive side. And, you know, if you're a Chiefs fan, you got to be a little concerned about that because, you know, the team that's been to the last two Super Bowls, they came into this year with the idea and the expectation of going back to another Super Bowl. And they got the offense to get there, but they're going to need a lot of repair work on that defense if they're hoping to get to the championship game.
Well, that's why yesterday when people commending Jalen Hurts, and I thought he looked pretty good, but a little hard for me to judge. They're awful, their defense. Maybe even the Chiefs I'm talking about worse than last year. I just don't see much of anything there. So how do we judge Hurts against that? You got to, you know, throw against who lines up against you, and he looked pretty good.
Yeah, no, I thought he did. I thought he did, especially coming off what was a pretty dismal performance in Dallas. I mean, that was not good. It wasn't good for anybody. It wasn't good for the coaches. It wasn't good for the players. And it wasn't good for the quarterback, what happened in Dallas. But I thought he bounced back well yesterday. And, yeah, I mean, the Chiefs defense is not very good. I mean, they're ranked 31st in a 32-team league, which should tell you something. But he did make he made some really good throws. Now he missed a couple. I mean he had Zach Ertz on a seam route, wide open. Should have been an easy touchdown to overthrow him. And then later in the game he had Greg Ward, you know, ran an out cut down by the goal line and he missed the throw. I mean Ward could have possibly caught it. I mean it sort of glanced off his hands, but the fact of the matter is, as open as he was, Hurts has got to put that ball right between the 8 and the 4 on his chest. I mean, that's when that throw's there, you got to make that throw, and those are the things that he has to do to become a really first-rate NFL quarterback, a guy that you can look at and say, you know what, we're good with this guy. We can go to the playoffs with this guy. We can win with this guy. I mean, right now, you know, as it is with many young quarterbacks, there are good moments and there are bad moments, and you're trying to make that long-range evaluation as to whether he's a guy that you can commit to long-term. And, you know, frankly, I mean, yesterday was a good day for him, I think. But, I mean, right now, if you wanted to evaluate him, is he really the quarterback for the future? I'd say the jury's still out.
Yeah, I think that, Ray, you're definitely, and I defer to you on that. Ray, I'm a fan of the well-executed rub play, pick play, call it what you will. And some guys are very good at this. They're subtle. They do just enough, and it looks natural. I think that can be practiced. Other guys are butchers, and I think there was a play yesterday that big play was called back. Are the referees not enamored with pick plays anymore, anything like that? Do you have a sense this year? I was just thinking about it. They call in that tighter. They don't like offenses. If they let offenses get away with a lot there, they're going to be impossible to stop.
Yeah, I think they're every year they're from the league office. They never publicize this, but it kind of leaks out that there are points of emphasis that are made to the officials about, listen, you know, this year we have to start looking for this, or this year we have to start calling this tighter. And two of the things I heard about in that respect were rub plays or the pick play, and also ineligible receivers downfield.
Oh, yes. Well, I'm glad they're calling that, you know, because this gets back to top flight coaching and the quarterback, Ray, that, you know, there's certain plays, you got to time it. You got to have that clock in your head. Otherwise, your linemen are going to be downfield.
Right. And I think what happens is sometimes, you know, the league can recognize over the course of a year that certain plays are being run. Everybody's running them and they're all over the place. And that at certain point, they kind of say, you know, we got to kind of get a handle on this. And so many teams are running the term that they use are what they call bunch formations, which are they'll line up with like three receivers kind of in a triangle on one side of the field. And as soon as the ball's snapped, everybody kind of scatters. But generally out of that, there is one guy who tries to run a screen for another guy to get him open. And everybody – it started out with a few teams running bunch stuff. Now everybody runs it. And I think the league said, well, wait a minute. We got to kind of get a little bit of control on this. And these pick plays are getting a little out of hand. So this, I've seen them starting to call that a lot closer. And the other part is – you know, more and more teams are using screen passes. I mean, screen pass has been in the offense since Paul Brown in the 50s, but everybody's running it now, and it's become a very, very effective play. And over the years, they've gotten a little lax about calling offensive linemen, you know, getting downfield ahead of the screen. And it hasn't been called very closely, but this year they're calling it closer, and I think the Eagles have had like six ineligible receiver downfield's penalty, which in a couple cases have really hurt them. It's taken away big gains, but that's part of coaching. I mean, you have to be aware of how the officials are calling games. You have to be aware of all of a sudden what penalties have become really prominent penalties and coach your players accordingly.
All right, last night, the ultimate battle of wits, the hug at the end of the game, Belichick with Brady. Somebody on Twitter said, Belichick gave him the type of hug your ex-husband or wife gives you at the son or daughter's wedding. That's what it looked like.
Oh, I think it's exactly what it looked like. You know, there was betting in Vegas about that. They were actually taking bets in Vegas as to what would happen. Would there be any contact? Would there be a handshake? Would there be a hug? I don't know how you pay that off. I mean, does that really count as a hug? I guess it does. But I mean, there was actually money changing hands on that based on what their exchange was going to be at the end of the game. I mean, anybody that knows Bill Belichick, I mean, you certainly didn't expect a big warm embrace. That's just not him. But you know, that was a game everybody was waiting for. It was Tom Brady's return to Foxborough, and it wasn't spectacular, and he wasn't spectacular, but how fitting that he breaks the all-time record for passing yardage in a career in his return to Foxborough Stadium. It just seems like everything in Tom Brady's life just falls into place.
Yes, and that Drew Brees comes onto the field with better hair than he had when he was setting those records. Only in the
yeah,
NFL.
That's true.
Only in the
that's
NFL, true. Right? Hey, Ray, we heard you last week. Your thoughts on Ben Simmons, the attitude problems, losing mentality ingrained in the Sixers organization.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do feel that way. I mean, I was never on board with, you know, the process, capital T, capital P. I just never believed in it. It goes against everything that I feel competitive athletics should be. The idea that you're going to go out and you're going to deliberately lose and you're going to deliberately lose to get better draft picks, and you're going to lose for, you know, years. I mean, not just 1 year. You're going to lose for years so that you can get these picks. I hate the idea. I mean, I believe in the old Herm Edwards saying, you know, you play to win the game. I think that that's what it's really about. And to just take on an organizational mindset that, no, we don't care about it. We're going out and we're going to lose as many games as we can here to get these players in. I think it infects your organization. I really, you know, I don't know how you flush that out of your system. And I just thought, you know, the ultimate irony to me was that it was the lose for years to get the player who's going to be the player that's going to come in as a result of all that, and you wind up getting a guy who is himself a loser.
I've ever heard you call a pro athlete a loser. I'm writing that one down, Ray, because you're singing my song here. I mean, this guy is the epitome of
it. You play to win the game.
Exactly.
There's Herm Edwards. He's my guy. I mean, I covered him his whole career, and he believes that. You know, Herm Edwards was a guy that was a walk-on player, was an undrafted free agent signed by Dick Vermeil, and came in here and played a good long time for the Eagles, was part of a Super Bowl team, and I think he's second all-time in the Eagles' history with pass interceptions. And as a coach, it's all been about you play to win the game. And to me, that is what it's all about. And guys like Ben Simmons are the absolute opposite.
Exactly. So Tommy and Me going great guns October 6th to the 17th at the Delaware Theater there in Wilmington. It's a great spot. I told you I've saw a couple plays there. And it's Delaware Theater, theatre.org. You can still get some tickets, Ray, right?
Yeah, you can. Some of the shows are close to sold out. The ticket sales have been really good. There are 14 performances. As you said, we open this Wednesday, and we run through next Sunday. And it's been great. The rehearsals have been great. And we got three of the same four actors are back for a fifth go-round. And it's really terrific. I'm just delighted with the way people have embraced this story, and we're really looking forward to bringing it back to the stage again. So if you're interested, go to Delaware Theater Company website and order your tickets today.
Well, they embrace Ray Dininger. That's a large start. But I'm writing this one down. We'll play that back. Ben Simmons, loser. Wow. Tough stuff. Thank you, Ray, very much as always. Thanks for joining us.
All right, Dom, I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ray. Ray Dininger here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dan, you prodded that out from the back. Ray Dininger, usually.
I happen to tune into him and Glenn on WIP. The Saturday show is absolutely incredible if any of our listeners are looking for something on Saturdays to listen to. And Ray was just going off on Ben one day, and I was like, I got to hear some of this on the Dom show because I know your thoughts on Ben Simmons, and they line so closely to Ray.
Yeah, well, you know what? I go tell DJ and Luke and everybody, look, give me enough team. We'll take you, DJ. Give me 50,000. That's all I need. I'll find somebody in the world better than Ben Simmons to be the number one pick in the whole draft.
Yeah.
And I'll stand up against anybody. A guy like this who can't shoot the ball, won't shoot the ball. In what universe do you think that works?
Has there been a more hated athlete than Ben Simmons?
In Philadelphia? Yes. Yeah, someday we might do most beloved, most hated athlete in Philadelphia. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there could have been some others, but you know what? He's starting to push it where it's coming pretty close.
The only other one I can think of is J.D. Drew when he joined the Phillies. Well, I can't think of any other Philadelphia athlete.
Throwing the batteries at him, yeah. But, of actually somebody we wanted in Philadelphia versus somebody on the outside, yeah. I think that's right.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.